Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
As always, guys, check in daily, all three channels, Evolutionary, EE Arts, and Heart's Home. And make sure you subscribe with a little bell clicked. Again, Heart's Home is going to be the place where you go if you don't want anything that's going to make your stomach sick, basically. Just lighter stuff, happier stuff, how the universe works spiritually, so to speak. So we have yet another train derailment, this time Glendale, Kentucky. Kentucky State Police reported a CSX freight train derailment took place Thursday afternoon, Hardin County. The incident occurred downtown Glendale, Highway 222, and resulted in at least one person receiving treatment for minor injuries. According to the local media, a semi-truck got stuck on the tracks and observed the train's path, and then it ended up coming to an abrupt halt as the train's conductor saw it and went to stop and got derailed. So, you know, was this just an accident? Was this a sleepy cellular unit just, you know, sticking something there on the tracks and causing yet another? Well, you know, again, every single day it seems we get something. We either have a new fire or we have a train derailment. Actually, it seems like we usually have multiple.
I know, and I was looking on the writing on the screen right before, and it said, I think it said on junction 222 or something. You always want to look at the numbers. They use that as a stamp.
Yeah, absolutely. The symbology. Minnesota nuclear plant admits to 400,000 gallon leak of radioactive water. Oh, Minnesotans are wondering why state regulators waited months to tell the public that hundreds of thousands of gallons of radioactive water leaked from Xcel Energy's Monticello nuclear power plant. Minnesota Department of Health released a statement Thursday about Xcel's effort to clean up 400,000 gallons of water containing tritium that leaked from a water pipe running between two buildings at its plant. Xcel's first reported the leak to Minnesota Duty Officer and Nuclear Regulatory Commission in November, but the spill was only made public this week. That's a long gap when people are just going about their daily lives and all the while they might be being exposed to this. You know, again, the public's on that need-to-know basis, and apparently the public doesn't need to know if something potentially deadly and toxic is just around them. See, this is part of the whole thing that we have going on, the big realization. And it is a big realization. Everything we see around us is really not about us. You know, it's not all to serve the public. It's not all to protect the public. No, it's something quite different. The leak was stopped. The company is monitoring the groundwater plume through 24 wells. An estimated 20% of tritium has been recovered through extract wells, and contaminated water continues to be pumped from the groundwater. What? You know, seriously, ask yourself if you're in this area. And again, these spills could have long-reaching effects. Local officials said the leak poses no health and safety risks to the local community or environment, and it has not reached the Mississippi River or surrounding aquifers. Mississippi River. The Ohio River flows into the Mississippi River from that Pennsylvania border incident with Ohio, remember?
And yes, and we have every reason to trust them, because look how often they're telling us stuff that happens when it happens. Oh, wait, I forgot. They're not.
No, yeah, well, thanks for letting us know about this incident that happened, you know, 5 months ago. Yeah. Xcel said the leaked radioactive water is fully contained on site and has not been detected beyond the facility or in any local drinking water. Do you trust them? You shouldn't. Why should any of us? Dow falls 200 points on losses in shares of JP Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, some of the biggest banks that just were doing that bailout kind of on their own there. Deposit-based bailout is a bad policy. Regional banks continue to slump after Ackerman warns of false sense of confidence. So for a few brief hours yesterday, some market participants breathed a sigh of relief as the big banks threw $30 billion of deposits to the small banks, like specifically First Republic Bank, and saved the world this morning despite a surprise RRR cut from the Chinese. Reality is setting in with FRC down 20, PacWest down 10, and the rest of the sector sliding fast. Yeah. You know, it's interesting because, you know, this is zero hedge. This is, again, it's all mostly about the economic system. So China cuts RRR rate to consolidate economic growth trend amid global fluctuations. Move aimed at consolidating recovery trend amid global fluctuations, so says experts. China's central bank, the People's Bank of China, PBC, announced on Friday it was lowering the amount of deposits banks have to set aside as the world's second largest economy beefs up efforts to accelerate economic growth to withstand external fluctuations after the world witnessed a grueling week struggling with financial turmoil triggered by the failure of some U.S. banks. It also showed the Chinese government's responsibility to the world by not following the U.S. hike in interest rates, but sticking to an independent monetary policy, experts said. The PBC, again, the People's Bank of China, on Friday announced that it would cut the reserve requirement ratio, that's the RRR, reserve requirement ratio, for financial institutions by a quarter percentage point to 7.6% effective March 27th. The move is aimed at pushing the reasonable growth of economic aggregate and the effective improvement of economic quality, keeping the banking sector's liquidity at a reasonably sufficient level and enhancing the level of policies serving the real economy. So, you know, you might be saying, well, what does all this mean? What does all this mean? What is the reserve ratio and how is it calculated? Well, the reserve ratio is the percentage of a commercial bank's deposits that it must keep in cash as a reserve in case of mass customer withdrawals. So in the case of China, they just lowered it a quarter percent. Or yes, a quarter percent to 7.6%. So let's just say, you know, again, you know, you take a nice round figure and 7.6% for every $100 that the bank shows, $7.6 they actually have to have. That's all. That's all. Wow, that's China. That sounds, you know, doesn't sound like a lot, right, guys? So again, this reserve, when they talk about liquidity, they're talking about actual, you know, paper, you know, which again, it's what we call a fiat currency, which means, hey, we all agreed to buy into the illusion that this is worth something. That's really what it means. We're all playing Monopoly, so to speak. We are all playing an agreed upon game of Monopoly, and we're letting these very dishonest people be the bankers. Whoa, boy, how life imitates reality sometimes, right? Well, you know, when you look at this, they have the formula, you know, it's deposits by reserve ratio is your reserve requirement, right? Look at this. During the pandemic of 2020, the U.S. Federal Reserve reduced the reserve requirements to 0%. What? Okay, wait a minute. So China, they got to have 7.6, but we here in the U.S., because of the pandemic, they lowered it to zero. So, you know, you might say, well, all the money that we hand over to a bank, where does it go? Where does it go? That's the big question. Where does it go? Again, realize in the Great Depression, when the banks started to collapse, people started to wait in lines and get in. You know, some people didn't get anything. Wait a minute, I gave you, now of course money was worth so much more back in those days. And, you know, they gave their life savings to their bank, they were in trust, And then it was gone. What did you do with my money is the big question. Well, is it ever really your money is the big answer. Mm-hmm.
And I'm remembering one of our dear family members sent me the directions on Monopoly explaining what to do if the bank runs out of money. And I really invite you guys to go look up that direction. I could never explain it so good as it is written there.
Yeah, you have to realize we are playing an agreed upon game. Well, it's time for people to change the rules. Our brother David over in the UK, I had never heard of him, this guy, Neil McCoy Ward. I've listened to him several times now, like when I've been working on the porch or painting. I'm listening to him and I'm listening for these great words of wisdom and realizing there's no great words of wisdom other than this is somebody that is, well, you can see, you know, finances and economics made simple. Take his course on finances and economics. When I'm listening to him, and like yesterday I was listening to him, basically, you know, this is what he's saying. You know, we're playing an agreed upon illusory game in which those that are playing the role of the bank, if we equate it to Monopoly, they're just changing the rules anytime they want. They can, because they are the bank. They're just saying, but by the way, we're changing the rules again. You know, you cannot, if you're amazing, if you pay a lot of attention to exactly what they're doing, I'm sure you could benefit. But then again, do you want to be caught in the muck and the mire? Do you want to win in a game that is so, it's so, distorted, perverted, twisted, you know, all these different words can come. You know, we were talking about yesterday, slimy, you know, it absolutely. And when we look at what's coming out about 46 and 46's ties to the fine dining ware country and how, you know, that family has done so well because of their position and understanding that, you know, how you play the role of the bank and how you could take advantage of the average people, because this is what's being revealed. We've all been so taken advantage of. Here we've been just going along, trusting, playing this, you know, illusory game, thinking it's real, and it's not. They can change the rules anytime. You know, I think back to, you know, my parents who never owned a house and neither one of them ever made more than 20K a year. And, you know, they had to go through a very sick son, my older brother, who was, you know, deathly ill from 5 and he died at 16. And the bills from the medical system and everything made it so they could never get ahead. And they just kind of gave up on trying to ever get ahead. Because, you know, they just felt like it was never, ever going to work for them. And honestly, they were too honest. They were very, very honest. Not that I'm saying you shouldn't be honest, but it's hard to be honest and really get ahead in this world, so to speak. And just look at how they pit people against people. In the corporate world, it's all about outdoing, you know, your opponents, no matter what the cost. We just see it. The corruption, this system is just absolutely disgusting. And it really is that word we were talking about, vomitous. It really is, because this is who usually gets ahead, is the ones that are willing to play in the system, in the muck and the mire. But it does it not taint our souls to even play with their system, per se?
Mm-hmm. It's a really difficult situation that we find ourselves in. But what they do is they really count on people to stay between the lines, you know, don't color outside the lines, because most of us, we do want to do the right thing. We do want to do what's best for our friends and family. And that is putting us in a predicament more and more, because enough people want to play the game fair that we don't really step outside the lines and look for alternatives. And I think that's where we need to be. We need to be finding alternatives to this system that they have placed in front of us. We have choices. We have options. We just haven't exercised them.
Yeah, Depression Diaries Part 1. So he's talking about, you know, learning from the past where we are. And that's what we really have to do, is learn from the past where we are. And, you know, most people don't have the money to invest. And at this point in time, certainly if we go globally, you know, you don't have most people having retirement accounts and stuff. When you talk global population, it still is a case of, even though we've gone through such deterioration in living standard here in the U.S. and in the other European countries, you know, we still have had an easier go of it than people in many parts of the world, such as Africa, and, you know, many other parts in the Middle East, and many other countries where, you know, life is just much, much tougher. But in some ways, I think, again, life is a lot happier in many of these places where life is a lot tougher, too, just because of, you know, there's a lack of the taint of this system, this dark system, which truly does revolve around blood money in so many ways. We see the military-industrial complex always doing so well by manipulating, you know, one country into attacking another country nonstop. Here we have the FDIC demand signature bank buyers to stop all crypto business. You know, anything that tries to pop up as an alternative will be squashed again. And again, this is why I don't think that the technology is the way to go. At least that's not what I feel, because again, the sun's going to be doing a lot of things, and the sun is going to be working to help correct all the imbalances on the planet. And we can expect we are going to have power outages from time to time. And you know, when we do have a grid down situation, how are you going to operate if you're working on a CBDC, if you're working on things that require the grid? Obviously, it isn't going to happen. And then if you truly want to be outside of the system, again, it's much more akin to living like the Amish, living like the indigenous people, living like the early pioneers that were out here. Or you could look to the way Native Americans were living as well, and more of a tribal society. And many of the Native American prophecies say that's where we head back to. We head back to the old ways of living in harmony with the earth. This is a cycle again. It might appear to be a circle when we're looking down or looking up at it, but it truly is a spiral. Credit Suisse sheds another 9% as traders digest emergency liquidity. This is just a house of cards. It's a shell game. It is an absolute shell game that you're just kind of banking on the timing being correct if we play with that shell game. Meanwhile, we see covert Chinese police station in New York City closed following FBI raid. This is from the Epoch Times, quoted a U.S. State Department official as having confirmed the operation and the station's closure. The FBI has confirmed that the overseas police station in New York linked to Fuzhou, has closed. State Department official confirmed in an email, "We continue to be concerned about the PRC, People's Republic of China's transnational repression efforts around the world, and are also coordinating with allies and partners on this issue." This is in New York's Chinatown. You know, again, Pentagon mobilized to support tech startups after bank failure, because the money system and the military system is completely intertwined. They are totally, totally intertwined. We had strange sounds going off on the computer as hi guys, you know, the FBI and CIA are probably listening in, or maybe it's the CCP listening in. You know, again, it's all, this is their technology, right? It's all their technology in the first place. And this is how they control us. It's always pitting one against the other. Think about all the blood, sweat, and tears that people have put into nationalistic tendencies, only to go off to war to defend their flag, their way of life, their tradition, when their whole tradition might have been concocted just a little brief time ago. Because again, the history books are full of errors. The science is full of errors. As we see a wave of stealthy China cyber attacks hit U.S. private networks, Google says. And who is Google? Google's part of the main control system that we see. You know, when we look real close, again, this is all one big illusory system that's all set up just to keep us occupied with basic survival in fear mode. That's really the bottom line. Border crossings from Canada... That's not Rama. Border crossings from Canada into New York, Vermont, New Hampshire are up tenfold. Okay, who's coming across the Canadian border? People illegally from Mexico via Canada. What? Yeah, that's what they're saying. Yeah, it's up tenfold. The migrants are mainly from Mexico. They can travel to Canada without visas before they cross illegally into the U.S. Why are so many people determined to get into the U.S. at this point in time? Because they've been promised something. What have they been promised? Well, they've been promised to get back territory that at one point in time was part of Mexico. You know, when you look at it, a lot of California, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, some of Colorado. This was all part of Mexico at one point in time. It was the Spanish-American War that ended up transferring those states over as part of an agreement at the end of the war. So could it be that the next war is going to give them right back? Americans head to Europe for the good life on the cheap, but it's all relative. Again, what's the cheap? You know, this Mr. Mitas and his wife Megan moved to Portugal from Florida 2019, renting a four-bedroom apartment for 2,500 euros or $2,700 a month. I don't call that cheap. I guess it's all relative to your income, of course. He's a mortgage broker. Okay, so that, you know, again, he's in the monetary system fully. And again, when we participate in the system, you know, you'll have a higher standard of life typically. It's part of how the system works. You have to buy into the system. More fully we buy into the system, the more benefit we get. But really what we should be doing is trying to look to get out of the system, unless we don't mind basically acknowledging that we are slaves to the system.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And after all of this information that you just covered, the key word is getting these players to all agree to this rule. You know, they don't say that they are forced to do it. Oh, but you guys do agree to it, you know? So apparently there's something in there that we all need to agree to keep this illusion going. And I think that's a good thing to keep in mind, that if everyone doesn't agree, they can't play their game. You know, they just can't play it. And then we are looking here at such a beautiful pattern, the pattern of life. Isn't this gorgeous? You know, this is interesting because when I do repattern someone, this is the pattern I use. It's this one, and how the animals can just effortlessly make it to perfection without any guidance from us. They just know what to do. They know how to be.
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the maybe wisest, and again, you know, share your thoughts on how to use the system just with the intent of getting out of the system and having nothing to do with it in the future, or as little as possible to do with it in the future if you truly value your self-autonomy. As you look at the Fibonacci spiral, beautiful, yes. Nature holds all the wisdom, truly, truly. What we have here is an unnatural system, as Cindy has brought up before. What other animal, what other creature on this planet, living being, pays rent other than humans? What other, you know, no other species pays rent. No other species buys its food. We're not supposed to be paying rent. We're not supposed to be paying mortgages. We're not supposed to be buying our food. All these things would be provided for us naturally. And it's even biblical. You know, why do you worry so much? I think it was it Thomas that Yeshua Jesus was supposed to say that to? Don't you know that your Father in heaven will provide for you? Does he not provide for the birds, the bees, the trees? Of course. It's the system, these corrupt beings that control and have orchestrated and have formulated the system, have made it so that we inherently distrust that we'll be okay, that we'll be provided for. And they've got us to accept that we need this, we need that. Do we really need all these things? Can't we simply be more? Think about it. We slave so much of our lives away just to pay taxes. Taxation without representation. Think about the Boston Tea Party. If they that threw that tea overboard saw the way where we are now, I think they would just walk the plank. They would be so frustrated. They would just be like, "Oh man, this is just insane. What humanity tolerates in this day." Yet, you know, we all do appreciate some good jazz, or maybe not. But anyway, this squirrel really does. And music is a universal language.
It is, and this little guy is having so much fun. And I used to play the saxophone. I love the saxophone. Granted, I was little, but oh my gosh, the farm animals, they loved it too. It was so much fun. Maybe I'll go back to doing that because it seems the creatures of Earth really like it.
Absolutely. So be aware, they are orchestrating events that will not only knock down the house of cards, but send them up in flames and rewrite the rules, you know, at any time to suit themselves. So is it not wise for us to do whatever we can do to escape and create something absolutely new that is not controlled by those that you wouldn't trust your life with?
Indeed. Source bless and namaste.
Namaste.